Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This has been in the news.
Survivalist murder suspect who escaped jail and led law enforcement on a manhunt is back behind bars in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's good news, right? Yep. Except it gets a little bit strange. Mm.
Police arrested Michael Burham and he escaped jail in Warren County using a rope made of knotted bed sheets. Mm. But after 9 days on the run, he had made it all of 6 miles.
Now, hold on. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, if you're a survivalist and you've been on the run for 9 days, you only make it 6 miles? That seems like you've been very, very lazy.
I mean, well, sometimes, you know, hiding in plain sight is the best way to hide.
Really? Because listen to this.
A couple spotted him on their property and alerted police.
And I said, what are you doing in my backyard? He says, I'm camping. Well, no one camps in my backyard.
So this guy.
He's surviving. That's what he was doing in the backyard. He's surviving.
Yeah. He was not moving. That's what he was doing.
And the family dog goes out back, sees you in the bushes, and, you know, you're busted.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, you're going to escape for jail. He did the old school, the bed sheets tied in knots out the side. I can't even believe that's a real thing.
Classic man, move. If they're going to give you the tools, you got to use them.
Behind the poster of Raquel Welch,
that's
dude.
What
that's
I'm
the
saying.
Way to do it.
That's right.
You're going to escape. How are you going to do it? And where are you going to run? Where are you going the first place you go? Producer John.
I'm
going
to dye my hair. That's the first thing, because I feel like if I dyed my hair, if you don't know what I look like, you go to our Instagram. I'm all over it. I have had white hair since I was 13 years old. It's my signature. Look, everyone refers to me as the gray-haired guy. I think if I change my hair color, I'm immediately invisible.
Like Clark
I'm
Kent.
Immediately invisible.
Nobody will see him.
That's exactly right.
It's amazing, right?
Take the glasses off and no one knows me. And then I just
amazing.
Walk out. I don't need an escape plan at that point. I just walk right out.
All right.
It's not a problem. And then I'm going to Canada. Going up to Canada because I got a lot of relatives up in Canada, but none of them really look like me because they're all like kind of distant and stuff like that.
They don't
so
have white
good.
Hair.
Yeah, but you
and
know what you figure out? Once you break out, you know what you figure out is anybody that you thought is like, oh, that's my boy, they're calling. Bro, they are calling. Mm-hmm. They are turning you in.
Distant relatives.
This guy had a $22,000 reward. If he had a $22,000 reward, forget it. That Canadian dollars, that's...
Nobody wants to get hit with the hot stuff they're going to be throwing at you, too.
Really?
You know, that's the thing. Nobody wants to get hit with the lead.
Sean, how are you escaping from jail and where are you going?
All right, simple. I charm a guard, lead him to the broom closet, judo chop him in the neck, put on his outfit, swagger out of there like I own a place. And where am I going? I'm not going to go hide anywhere. I'm going to go find a snitch that put me there, and I'm going to handle that.
Sean has spent the last 6 years coming up with this plan.
I was going to say, he's been thinking about this for a while.
Sean, it's like, tell me you grew up in the hood without telling me you grew up in the hood with you sometimes.
It's fantastic. I'm going to find that snitch and handle this.
I mean, what? All right. Raven, your turn.
I'm going to go out with the laundry or some of the shipments or something like that, right? Whether it's the uniforms that are going out for laundry or whatever, I'm going to be in the bottom of one of those baskets. That they ship the cigarettes in and the gum and the other things that people want inside that they can't get their hands on.
Here's the thing is that the cigarettes and the gum and that those are very small things, Raven. And I'm not
I'm
trying to call
up.
You large. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Well, I'll be on the jail diet, number one.
Okay.
First off, so I'll be working out before then, you know, forced and, you know, only eating my 3 squares. After that, you know, the woods does sound attractive, but you got to get on a waterway or something. That way you can cover more ground longer, you know, quicker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't want me miles away? Okay, I need like a kayak. I'm still a kayak. I go out with the uniforms and I steal a kayak.
I'm going to do it like Teresa Giudice did it when she went to jail. I'm just going to work out and get super fit.
Right.
I'm going to sleep a lot, be really well rested. And then eventually they're going to let me out and I'm going to write a book and make millions of dollars.
That's kind of what they do.
That's what they do. Yeah.